Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, The Road Less Traveled.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow, and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. This is the good news of our God. So just what is Jesus getting at? What do his teachings mean? His instruction, now known as the Golden Rule, seems easy enough to understand. Treat others the way we want to be treated, which makes the directive about entering through the narrow gate also fairly easy to understand. The narrow way being the way to the abundance of life as God meant life to be for each of us. Honestly, it's easy for me to say I believe in the Golden Rule. But also, honestly, it's a path much more difficult to follow at times. One that is often narrow and twisted, containing hidden bends. It's easy to treat well someone who also treats me well. It's easy to agree with someone who also agrees with me. And it can be easy to be lured into complacency, into looking the other way, into taking the easier road, if it will keep me in a false state of emotional, mental, physical, and even spiritual comfort. That path has been and continues to be well traveled. The path of dis-ease requires more of us. We will all come to a crossroads, to a fork in the road, where one path seems broad, clear, easy to travel, easy to stay 6 feet apart from each other, easy to march and protest, so long as the path then takes us back to the comfort of our homes and of our privilege. Jesus is asking more of us. God is beckoning us to the path of most resistance. We are being asked to choose the road less traveled, until one day it becomes the path most recognized and most cherished.